Dickless Cheney in a bunker after September 11th. The source, or at least one of them, of the many inner conflicts that prompted the anti-gay marriage sentiment that is rampant in the Bush regime. And we'll have a lot of fun with that, play a lot of tunes, and use some new equipment. So hopefully this will work out quite well. Some news, some updates, and all kinds of goodies. Going to start off with Dickless Cheney's anthem by the Patti Smith Group from the Radio Ethiopia release, her second. And this goes out to Dickless Cheney, who led the same gender play in his post-September 11th hideout bunker. This is entitled Pumping My Heart. And Dick, we hope your pacemaker is working just fine. Lord, make this machine work.
Come, baby, go. You see the hurricane? Oh, I come.
Okay, there's going to be news of a lot of cheers and some holiday parties and a lot of other stuff that is new, most of which very positive. However, the Reverend just learned that Dave Blood, who was the bass player in the Dead Milkmen, passed away this week. He took his own life, and we're going to talk about that a little later, but it's a shock, and I'm going to play a song by the Dead Milkmen now from the Metaphysical Graffiti release, and I want to encourage people to either use or pass along to the person who needs it a telephone number that is free and 24/7, 1-800-SUICIDE. This goes out to Dave Blood, and this is the Dead Milkmen doing Methodist Coloring Book.
Get it! Get it! Catch it!
Hey, this is Jesse Michaels from Collider. Depression causes suicide, and it's treatable. You don't have to suffer. Call 1-800-SUICIDE for help. The National Hope Line Network works 7 days a week.
Okay, let's try the other machine, since this one is working like shit. This is from the second Plea for Peace CD. And after a public service announcement from Jesse Michaels, we hear a song by Anti-Flag.
Hey, this is Jesse Michaels from Common Rider. Depression is the leading cause of suicide, and it's treatable. You don't have to suffer alone. Help is just a phone call away. Call 1-800-SUICIDE for help. The National Hopeline Network is free and reachable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Thank you very much, and take care.
You heard Anti-Flag doing 911 for Peace. Before that, Jesse Michaels did a public service announcement for the National Helpline. Dead Milkmen did Methodist Coloring Book. Mudhoney did Pump It Up. And started off with Dickless Cheney's anthem by the Patti Smith Group, Pumping My Heart. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. 9 to 11, East Coast Time, USA, and relay broadcast live at atheistnetwork.com. as well as repeated throughout the week, if all is technologically going well. 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, as well as also appropriately on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great hour of Slack. As well as relay broadcast live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic churches. And speaking of weddings, thank you for the feedback to last week's first wedding ever from Reverend Bookburn, the on-the-air wedding of Lady Simone and her honey, Brother Eric. And the Reverend has to agree that one of the highlights, besides doing the wedding of a dear long-term friend, Lady Simone, was the meddling. that's too strong a word, but the participation, let's use that word. The participation of Brother Eric's mother, who called freaking out several times, and what can we say? She made the show, and Eric's mom, if you're tuned in this week, you are already celebrity status with the Book Burners, and I repeat, you have a standing invitation to be a live guest on The Reverend Is In, where you can spank your delinquent son who did a naughty radio show. And we have had spankings on the show before, last Thanksgiving and the week after that with the Peekaboo Review cast members. And you can spank him where it will be heard on four continents, in several countries, and throughout North America. And that would get him really good. That would be his ultimate nightmare. It would be like the mother-son scene in Woody Allen's New York Stories, and certainly make for good radio. Next week on The Reverend Is In, a celebration of the anniversary of Right to Privacy Day. Right to Privacy Day was a Supreme Court victory fought in 1972 by Bill Baird from ProChoiceLeague.com, in which birth control was legalized for non-married people and set the tone and primary legal precedent and language for the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion. And we're going to honor Bill Baird once again and celebrate Right to Privacy Day, technically March 27th, and please send an email, a card, thank you, and if you have even a couple of bucks, to ProChoiceLeague.com. And next week we will honor Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League and celebrate Right to Privacy Day. And it's uncertain whether or not we'll miss a Sunday or two due to a big equipment overhaul that is to happen at Radio Volta, but at this point I'm going to schedule for every week and then let you know and send out an emailer if Sunday has to be canceled during the equipment changes. But in 2 weeks, planning a tribute to the late Dave Blood, who took his life a couple of days ago, and former member of the Dead Milkmen, who you heard in the first set of songs. That's 2 weeks from tonight. And in April, the first Sunday, the annual tradition that's worth keeping, Palm and Stroke Sunday show. And that'll be a show to remember. And it'll be like the old shows you've been asking for to be returned. It won't be all mushy. It'll be like old times. Palm and Stroke Sunday, followed by Easter, what some people will do to get nailed, followed by the Reverend's birthday show, and in August, flashing forward a little bit, coverage, live correspondence, and entertaining the troops protesting the Republican convention in New York City with special correspondent Pie Man from PieMan.org. And that'll be most interesting. And thank you, Pie Man, for graciously offering your services as a correspondent. The show is repeat broadcasted at the scheduled times most of the time at AtheistNetwork.com. Often, or at least with people I know, playing through Music Match, which is like a program from Fred Flintstone or slightly more primitive, if there's trouble getting it, and one needs to log on about 5 minutes early anyway, it can be broadcasted at infidelguy.com. And what they usually do is broadcast the most recent show for the remaining days of the week. But the Reverend was able to access Lady Simone's wedding show a couple of times at infidelguy.com. So try that if you are not getting the AN stream on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. In the news, Bush is coming to Ardmore, Pennsylvania tomorrow, and that's a little bit west of Philadelphia. But tomorrow, if you are a local listener, George W. Numbnuts, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, former cokehead, pretzel-eating drunk, Bush will be in Ardmore, Pennsylvania tomorrow, and a group of environmentalists have organized a protest, Protect Us from Toxic Waste. Bush will be at the YMCA at 1:30 p.m. People are meeting at the Banana Republic on Montgomery Avenue at the corner of Anderson Avenue, and if one doesn't have a car, one can take the R5 train to Ardmore, walk one block north to Montgomery, and this environmental group is going to have signs and moon suits. Moon suits. So that sounds like a good time. So check out the Bush protest in Ardmore, Pennsylvania tomorrow, and maybe we'll get a live report from somebody about that. Email me if you hear this and you go, and let me know about the moon suits, and take pictures if possible. Email me some pictures, and let me know if you want to get the playlist, the notoriously long list of songs played, plugs, show content, and web links to everything mentioned on the show. The playlist is behind. The Reverend has been either busy or having fun or both, and it's been a real party and weekend. So the Reverend has not caught up on the last couple of playlists, but it will come to you, rightquail@sjcdc.org. And also let me know if you go to the Bush protest or if you want to send ideas for the forthcoming themed shows. Next weekend is the anniversary of Bush's invasion and subsequent occupation of Iraq, and there's going to be all kinds of actions on March the 20th, next Saturday. Information at internationalanswer.org and unitedforpeace.org. And there's local actions throughout North America and actually throughout the world about that. Tonight's theme is I Know What You Did in Cheney's Bunker. And we do know what they did in Dick Cheney's bunker, because we know that these people are internally conflicted with their own sexuality, with their own desires, and with their own sexual tastes. And we know that hatred comes from all kinds of mental illnesses that is treatable and can be cured. Unfortunately, the sickest people in the world are the people who are running it. So they are not getting treatment, and they are not addressing the issues either with their own support systems or professionally or both. They are simply perpetrating their own hatred, hostilities, injustices, and ravaging of the earth and its populations on a scale that is inconceivable to most minds, especially if their minds are distracted with the corporate media's ideas of what is entertainment. But it is from internal conflict, and we know that while the boys were down there talking war and battle and, more importantly, oil and lube in Dickless Cheney's little hideaway bunker after September 11th, we know these boys were getting real excited talking about, oh, Dickless Cheney, I want to see your big oil rig. I want to see your little replica of a cruise missile. But we feel so much shame. We're going to have to talk a little bit more about why we hate gay people. And when I get back to this subject, I'm going to talk about the inner conflict more and the sexually schizophrenic nature of this culture, at least on this continent, from which we are broadcasting from. And Dickless Cheney's infamous hunting trip with the most Taliban-influenced member of the U.S. Supreme Court, Antonin Scalia, who may as well be an identical twin of Bin Laden. He is so hostile to women, to gay people, to sexuality, to any kind of sex positive, and of course, to any semblance of freedom, democracy, and justice. So we'll revisit the subject after the next bunch of songs. There's a lot of plugs to come, and there's other things to cover before the end of the show. I want to say hello to Blanket Man, with whom the Reverend has spent the weekend, and there's been some great pre-holiday parties since it's St. Patrick's Day Eve. One with the castmates of Peekaboo Review, and hello to everybody from that. And Blanket Man, if you're listening, please don't be embarrassed for the rest of your life. The Reverend knows many people who, in other states of mind, have done things so extremely embarrassing and so face reddening and just so so much something that they'll never live down. So, Blanket Man, formerly a strictly activist and exposer of corporate globalization, news radio, a host at Radio Volta, the Reverend concedes that he has been a bad influence, and don't sweat it too badly. And it was a fun party. And Peekaboo Review, folks, Blanket Man didn't mean it. It's just one of those things that happens. And hello to the Lady Pixan party, which was also a lot of fun. And we got a song or two from that. That was a blast, and the music was so great that the Reverend said this is a must on the show. Next week we're going to talk about the Howard Stern censorship thing, because I have too many things to cover tonight. And in the news, David Crosby was arrested again, and what's really amazing is that in addition to the gun charges, he was charged with possession of hemp. And that's strange to me because Crosby, when he recovered from a real drug, a chemical drug in which he had an addiction, he went through the 12-steppy higher magic power form of what's called recovery, and that is one of several kinds. So what people in social services need to remember is that everybody's treatment needs to be individually tailored and formulated, and of course client-centered. But social services has kind of become marketing hose, not only for the pharmaceutical industry, but also for the 12-step monopoly, which is a whole show unto itself, and has been a show in the past, entire show themes. But Crosby went through that, and if it works, great. Whatever helps a person who needs help, fine. But when a person goes through that, they have this kind of absolutist and purist kind of view and indoctrination in which if you scratch your ass, if you eat chocolate, if you blow your nose, if you touch caffeine, if you do anything, you are an addict and you are relapsing and blah blah blah, and of course that extends to hemp. And when Crosby started parroting that kind of talk, it sounded like this was somebody who was always going to remain somebody speaking in those terms, like Wayne Kramer and some of the other musicians who've gone the 12-steppy route. But regardless, Crosby was arrested for hemp, and that really sucks, because while Ashcraft and Cheney and all these other supreme criminals of the world and supreme sick people of the world get away with corruption and crime and war crimes and deaths of civilians that cannot even be counted anymore, Crosby, for a victimless crime that actually isn't even a crime at all, will probably face a serious legal wrath, especially with his legal history. And so we're going to play him a song by Kalkun. It's a kind of a remake of an old 70s song by Nazareth called Hair of the Dog. However, Kalkun's version is entitled Hair of the Bud. Play.
Oh! In 1937, DuPont Corporation helped create the prohibition of hemp through the yellow journalism of the Hearst Papers to rid of marijuana, a word pushed by the Hearst Papers to re-describe the cannabis hemp plant as the drug the lazy Mexicans and raping Negroes smoke. Hemp has 10,000 years of recorded history with all the tribes of the human race. But this prohibition is more than a racial issue. It was to protect the financial interests in depleting fossil fuels, the forest-killing timber industry, and toxic petrochemicals. 10,000 acres devoted to an annual hemp farm would produce as much paper as 40,000 acres of forest trees. Hemp biomass can be used as pollution-free burning fuel to replace all fossil fuels. The nutrition value of the seed is next to the soybean and can be used as food. Fibers, plastic, foods, fuels, oils, paints, ropes, thousands of positive, non-polluting, non-toxic uses. Medicinally, it can help the appetite, asthma, glaucoma, nausea, tumors, epilepsy, and hundreds of healthy benefits that public is kept ignorant of. Make the rules, create the myths. It's time to evolve. Abolish the prohibition against cannabis hemp. Because when over 125,000 people die of legal alcohol use, 395,000 people die of legal tobacco use, while zero, count them, zero people die annually from smoking hemp, there is a lie to be broken. Wake up and smoke the bud. It's just a green, leafy plant.
If you love me. lovers, I could smother your face with a pillow. Pillow in the sheets when you roll on the dog and he lets one loose. If you love me,
everybody, you'll sleep on the wet spot.
Sleep on the wet spot.
You'll buy my tampon.
Buy my tampon.
With your food stamps.
Your food stamps.
You'll take out the garbage.
You'll take out the garbage.
You'll clean out the cat box.
Clean out the cat box.
If you love me, darling.
If you love me, darling.
The wet spot is yours.
The wet spot is yours. If you love me, darling. The wet spot is yours. Or sleep on the floor.
Like, I was in Michigan, I go, hey, I'm all for hunter zoning guns. And then they go, woo! I go, yeah, that increases the odds of two rednecks blowing each other's heads off. Why'd you shoot me? I thought you were a deer? Fuck you, you're mad we broke up. Not saying all hunters are gay, but kind of gay, right? If I was into dudes, I'd fucking hunt. You bet I would. That is a wilderness sausage party, ladies and gentlemen. Because I used to get picked on because I didn't hunt. It'd be like, you're queer, Goldthwait. You won't hunt. Yeah, I'm queer. I'm going to stay home this morning with the women folk while you get up at the crack of dawn and go out in the wilderness with a bunch of dudes all huddled together in a little tiny blind, watching the sun come up in matching fucking outfits. Yeah, I'm the big queen in this scenario. I'm cold, Tony. Hold me. the deer. He saw us. Now, I know I sound homophobic, which I don't think I am. Gay bashing is guys going, I hate you because you're a fag, and you're queer, and you're a fag, and you're kind of attractive, and I'd like to fuck you, but I'm in the closet, so I'll just beat you up and jerk off in my Trans Am on the way home. Maybe I should have checked the parking lot before I busted that one out. I was in Milwaukee, jealous. Don't act like I don't have a lot of things going on. I was in Milwaukee, and I signed an autograph on this woman's arm at the Harley Fest. She was shit-faced at the Harley Fest. Yeah, I don't know how she got in. Like, are you drunk at the Harley-Davidson Festival? Pshaw! I signed an autograph on her arm, and then she had it tattooed onto her arm. And I go, yeah, that's fucked up. And then this lady went, wow. And I trust me, I didn't get off on it. I was like, don't do this. And she's drunk, and they're fucking, I go, oh, don't do this. She goes, well, why not? I go, because you might sober up and realize I'm not that funny anymore. And she says, she goes, then I'll just add sucks. Shakes the sequel. Yeah.
Drunk.
Let's do an introduction to this next one first. We're going to play a song because, if you were to believe the corporate media, not only was alcoholic George W. Numbnuts Bush simply falling over because he choked on a pretzel and not returning to drinking, and if you were to believe that the ultimate asswipe of the nation, John Ashcroft, got pancreatitis not from drinking, well, you have a lot of faith in the corporate media, that's for sure. But we at the Reverend Is In have a theory that such versions of these developments could be bullshit, that these guys are still booze hounds, and Ashcroft even admitted that he is a part of a snake handling cult, and I think that's very interesting that he advocates handling a snake, but that's something we'll say for Palm and Stroke Sunday. We think they're role models for the drunken Bush twins, who are understandably drinking as their father perpetrates his bad impersonation of Forrest Gump and provides idiotic quotes pretty much every day. And also, in the spirit of alcohol consumption, whether it's Blanket Man, people on the party train this weekend, or the people in the unelected Bush regime, I thought, since we're dealing with Dickless Cheney and Ayatollah Ashcroft and George W. Numbnuts Bush himself, an old drunk, what better song to play than this track from the release entitled Buster's Happy Hour? This is Buster Poindexter doing Drunk.
Drunk. Drunk. Drunk. Drunk. It's a mean old bottle they call moonshine. Red, red wine, so mellow and fine. Come home at night with it swimming in the head. Reach for the liquor and get drunk. 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 She looks so mellow and low. Get a little taste and you want some more. Start out walking and you just can't go. Reach for the knob, miss the whole darn door. Drunk. 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 Drunk.
drunk. Drunk. Drunk. Drunk. It's a low-down dog's life spent on a bar. Dust till dawn, and that's where you are. Out on a party, get groovy and tight. Come home and forget to kiss your baby goodnight. Drunk. 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 I keep some drink, it takes all my gold. Every Monday morning my head is sore. Whiskey, gin and wine, so doggone fine. I'm gonna try it just one more time. Drunk. 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 Yeah, drunk.
Okay, you heard Buster Poindexter doing Drunk from a CD of all alcohol-related songs. Bobcat Goldthwait did Hunters Are Gay from his recent I Don't Mean to Insult You But You Look Like Bobcat Goldthwait CD. Before that, the Ramones did Have You Ever Seen the Rain. Asylum Street Spankers did If You Love Me, You'll Sleep on the Wet Spot, and started off with Kalkun doing Hair of the Bud. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is I Know What You Did in Dickless Cheney's Bunker. And we do know exactly what they were doing, and we have started to cover that. And an interesting quote, by the way, on Ashcraft's hospitalization for pancreatitis was by Bill Maher, former host of Politically Incorrect, when he said, since it wasn't from alcohol, maybe he got some kind of weird infection from wiping his ass on the Bill of Rights. And while that theory is plausible, still, I think the Buster Poindexter theory holds more water, which is that he was drunk too many times. So, but thank you, Bill Maher, for that quote, and thank you, person who sent that to the Reverend this past week. So, what is behind the haters who are trying to say that gay marriage is even a relevant issue, let alone one to kind of get the biggest yahoos all jacked up and behind the Bush campaign, figuratively, well, maybe literally, actually, to get more of their supporters behind them and all excited? What is behind this hatred? What is behind this bigotry? And the Reverend believes that this is due to the sexually schizophrenic nature of this culture and the inner conflicts that are rampant. The hypocrisy, the double standards, the we hate sex, but we love it. We don't want it, but we want it. I'm open about it, but I'm ashamed and reserved, and I don't want to talk about it, but let's talk about it. And all that silly shit, and sexual guilt, and religious programming, and propaganda, and this kind of fake set of societal norms where it's like you should feel funny about it and you should feel guilty about it. And in reality, you shouldn't feel guilty about anything that is with another consensual, fully grown human who's eligible to vote or get their gonads blown off for Dickless Cheney's oil profits halfway around the world. Nor should anybody feel funny about toys, gadgets, birth control, abortion, anything of the sort. But it is a sexually schizophrenic culture, and you see the manifestations of that when people in denial, who are already sick, who are already war criminals and murderers on an inconceivable scale, have decided that their inner conflict must manifest itself with this hysteria over the gay marriage. And we're not naive around here. We know that it's erection year, and we know that they want to get their support base all jazzed. They're not like the Democrats who, and believe me, the Reverend is no fucking Democrat, but they're not like the Democrats who are like, how can we lick the opposition's assholes? How can we fuck up the welfare recipients? And how can we imitate and support the illegal Bush regime? And how can we alienate our support base? And no, these other people, the descendants of Nixon, Reagan, and Newt, know to get their supporters excited and jazzed. And that's really what's primarily behind this hatred. But still, there is a genuine hatred that is coming from them. And I maintain that it is from their inner conflicts. And I thought that one of the ultimate manifestations and exhibitions of their inner conflict can be illuminated by the tour that covered pretty much all of the U.S. by the Christian Coalition, in which a group of people from the Christian Coalition toured all of North America to show a video about how bad the gay people are and how much you should hate them and why you should hate them and why they're, believe it or not, a threat to family values and morals and the moral fabric of the nation and other meaningless buzzwords along those lines. But then the public television's show that was covering this tour showed excerpts of the Christian Coalition video, and even though I've had ideas like the ones you've been hearing for a long time, it was like a flash of light, like a light bulb going off over my head. When I saw that, mindful of the fact that these people touring with the tape were watching it every night, it came like light. I'm watching this excerpt of the video, and at first they were showing predictable stuff like outlandish costumes at gay pride parades and miscellaneous cross-dressers and the like. And then they went into a dance club, that hotbed of sin and crime, and they showed, and they zoomed in on, and I wonder who is shooting this video, by the way, but they're zooming in on two men dancing very close together, one wearing nothing at all except a G-string that was approximately 6 cubic inches of material total, and the other guy, and there was some serious grinding and bumping it during this dance. And I'm thinking, these guys are watching this video every night and traveling with it and showing it to more people, and their audiences are sitting through this. And there's also additional coverage of exposed people and different exhibitions of affection. And then it hit me. The Reverend can always enjoy a good action tape of stuff that's within his tastes. But anything outside of his tastes, and admittedly that's precious little, but anything outside of those tastes cannot be watched. Now, there's some things I just never believed that people actually do till people proved it to me. But there are all kinds of strange behaviors and tastes out there, and I don't mean strange judgmentally. And there's some things that I still have a little bit of a hard time believing that people actually do, but they do it, and that's cool. But it's not something I'm going to watch. If it's outside my taste, I'm not going to watch it. And I think that applies to most people. We watch what we like. If we like the action on the soaps, if we like the action on Spanish TV, and the Reverend loves the action on Spanish TV, if you like the action on videos, you choose the tapes that are in accordance with your tastes, whether it's softcore or hardcore. That is the way people are. Even if you're an inner conflicted person who is secretly doing this and hoping nobody calls or pops by or anything while you're watching it, still your tapes are within your tastes. But these people are watching it every night. And that leads me to the inescapable conclusion that a part of them, and I think I know which part, are, yes, getting off on the tape that they are touring the country with. They are getting off watching these sweaty bodies close together. They are getting off on the action that they purport to hate. And I think that's true of all people who profess to hate sex positives of any kind. All people who act like they hate anything, be it erotic entertainment or people who live the way they wish they could. They are people in denial, and they are people with their own issues and demons. And that's for them to work out. But in the meantime, we need to recognize what's behind this whole hate trip. And the Reverend believes that behind their purported hate is, yes, attraction. A part of them is getting hot. They are having kind of conflicted feelings in which they feel their hatred and their bigotry. They feel all of this hostility, and yet part of them is turned on. And the Reverend has, since seeing that show, expanded that idea to believe that that is a part of all hate. All hate, even in war situations. A part of the hater is attracted and turned on to the person or group he or she hates. And if that is true, and I think we all believe that's true to a point, then that applies to the people we know of who are haters of the Reverend who tune in. The white power buffoons and that whole trip. And of course, the primary source of hatred and heckling since the beginning of the show. People from various corners of the American Christian Taliban. So we know that while you're listening and fuming, you are also getting sexually excited. And that's not to put you down. That is just to say it's okay. You don't have to hate yourself for that. You don't have to become more ill. Just recognize it and deal with it. And speaking of American Christian Taliban and white power goons and the anti-abortion terrorists like the Army of God and all that kind of bullshit, let us just point out during this week in which another act of terrorism is in the news, let's just come right out and say it. All terrorists are assholes. Plain and simple. Even people in whatever parts of the world where they may have a tiny bit of a case where they were driven to it, you're still an asshole. And when I say that, it is with the understanding that the definition of the term terrorist means person or group who kill civilians. Random killings of people who have nothing to do with the powers that be. So, it is the most common definition around the world. It's not to be expanded like when that asswipe and former recipient of Asshole of the Week, Rod Page, called the Teachers Union a terrorist organization. It's not when some strap-on in Colorado called a group of senior citizen activists who nonviolently protested the war a terrorist organization. It's not to be a propaganda buzzword, although it will certainly be used that way much more than it already has. But somebody who commits lethal acts of violence against civilians, the people who perpetrate guerrilla resistance, or soldiers who fight in a war, they are combatants. They are people fighting an opposing army or fighting a government or what have you. And then that's for each individual to form their opinions of how they feel about any specific situation. But a person fighting as a soldier or a person fighting as a guerrilla resistance person, that is a combatant. A person who attacks civilians is a terrorist, and a terrorist is an asshole. But when acknowledging that, and this is where it gets tricky, you want to be sure that you're not being manipulated by bigger terrorists. So when you hear terrorists being denounced, and that is appropriate, but the source of that denouncing is bigger terrorists, like people who kill tens of thousands of civilians, i.e. terrorism, because they have their eyes on oil and other natural resources that spells multinational corporate profits, or being manipulated into supporting such a regime and letting them push your buttons, then it becomes a propaganda matter. And the original points and the original emotions and sentiments lose their meaning. And speaking of pushing buttons, this goes back to the sexual guilt thing. The harassment in the Philadelphia area by anti-choice goons is also a similar propaganda. They use symbols And they use pictures, they use imagery, they use, now pictures and expressions from the current Mel Gibson fiction cult comedy film. And they use words and expressions not only to deliberately upset the patient who is arriving to the clinic, but they seek to push buttons. So all religious programming, all sexual guilt, and all propaganda that was ever instilled on the person was eating away at the person while they're being harassed and while they're sitting inside a waiting room, hungry since the night before in pre-surgery preparation, and pushing their buttons. And that is something worth losing. All programming and conditioned responses is worth deprogramming. Hence the value of independent media, one of the many values of independent media, and the potential for pushing things in a deprogramming direction. It is absolutely acceptable behavior to tell anti-choice people or any other propagandist what they need to hear when they are attempting to manipulate you and push their buttons. I am so talked out. I am just going to do the Asshole of the Week awards and then do the plugs later. I'll actually do some plugs before playing music again. Okay. Well, since we have a new CD player, we can try on the next show to play the recorded background fart sounds during the Asshole of the Week awards, but it was not brought this week on the premise that there would be no working CD player that would recognize homemade CDs. So you'll just have to get gaseous noise that is live and orally generated. And there's also a runner-up. Let's see. Oh, no. One's canceled. One I'm saving for next week. And next week we're going to cover the censorship of Howard Stern in more detail. All right. FM censor, that will wait. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Sunday, March 14th, 2004, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. First, the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Runner-up to Asshole of the Week is John Baldino from Evesham, New Jersey, USA. John Baldino of Evesham, New Jersey, married man, father of three, and one of the leaders of a youth organization entitled Young Life, affiliated with the Grace Bible Church and the Church of the New Covenant, the latter of which perpetrators for years of vicious harassment against women personnel and doctors at women's clinics, and general Christian Taliban behavior on the whole, that Grace Bible Church and Church of the New Covenant. John Baldino, active in their program Young Life, was arrested this week for molesting children in the Young Life Christian Youth Program. Molested children from 1996 to 2001 as a leader of the Young Life organization, which incidentally receives a lot of financial support from Washington Redskins football coach Joe Gibbs. Thank you, Joe Gibbs, for supporting such an upstanding organization. John Baldino, you are runner-up to Asshole of the Week. And that leads us to a very special someone. Asshole of the Week is Kent Morgan, spokesman for the District Attorney of Salt Lake City, Utah. The District Attorneys and Prosecutors of Salt Lake City, Utah are prosecuting a 28-year-old mentally ill woman on, I'm not kidding, murder charges after a stillbirth in Utah. The 28-year-old woman was pregnant with twins and counseled to get a C-section because of the state of the twins when they were fetuses. She did not do that, and after giving birth, one of the twins survived and the other died. And these people, these assholes, have arrested and prosecuted this 28-year-old woman who has gone through the mental health system with murder charges. So everybody in this cast of characters are assholes, but in particular, Kent Morgan. Kent Morgan, you are Asshole of the Week. Okay, next week we'll get you the live fart sounds once again, or the recorded fart sounds when we give our awards during the Right to Privacy Day celebration show 1 week from tonight, equipment and technology permitting. Alright, give you a couple of plugs and things to read while the music comes back. An article by Maureen Farrell entitled On a Mission from God, The Religious Right and Emerging American Theocracy. And that's at buzzflash.com. And information from the AFL-CIO about the Bush regime's proposal to eliminate overtime pay. You could check that out at saveovertimepay.org. Saveovertimepay.org. Something the Reverend knows nothing about, since the Reverend does not receive overtime pay. But you could try to save yours at saveovertimepay.org. And that'll wait. Oh, I'll give you a cartoon, because this is in keeping with the theme of tonight's show. Bush's idea of a wedding bash. And it's a cartoon by Ward Sutton, as published in New York City publication The Village Voice. Bush's idea of a wedding bash. VillageVoice.com/Sutton. S-U-T-T-O-N. VillageVoice.com/Sutton. And if you want to see lampoonery of the new Mel Gibson cult movie, go to LandoverBaptist.org for their hilarious satirical website. Okay. No more plugging. Let's play some music. This is by Stiff Little Fingers. This is in the late 70s. This is from 1978, actually. This is entitled Alternative Ulster. Play.
Seven dollars.
Are you getting hot yet, Bush regime? Haters? American Christian Taliban? Boys who fucked and sucked in Dickless Cheney's bunker after September 11th? We know what you want to sing to each other, and we're going to give you that song to help you so you can sing along with it, by Keeley Smith. This is for you to sing to each other. It's entitled, "You Go to My Head."
Thank you. ever thought of what a sadomasochistic culture we really have? How much of our emotional pulse really revolves around pain? How many people cling to grim religions based on torture, afraid to break the cycle out of fear of the unknown? It's so much more secure just to hate your own guts. Break down, kneel down, confess. And think of all the horrible things that are going to happen to you if you don't confess. It's a crime to open your eyes. It's a sin to look around and explore too far. Threats from above keep people whipped. Sadomasochism on a stick. And what do we talk about at parties to get attention? Pleasure? Love? We talk about pain. Like showing off the busted leg to the chums in the locker room or at the ski lodge. Or, look at all these gnarly scars I got when I wiped out on my skateboard. War wounds. Pain. The proof of purchase of adventure. I crashed and burned, therefore I am alive. When was the last time you heard someone reminisce about the orgasm they had the other day? What kind of reaction do you think they'd get anyway? So far I hear, or say something like that at a department store, it might be, "Ooh, pervert! Guards, take him away!" Or in the ever more uptight sectors of our more political than thou underground scene, you might get the reaction, "Ew, sexist!" I mean, I don't agree with a lot of what hip-hop artists like Ice-T or 2 Live Crew or the Ghetto Boys have to say about women, but I do think Ice-T has an interesting point. Imagine what life would be like if we all felt relaxed enough and comfortable around each other that a person of either sex could go up to somebody else of either sex that they secretly found attractive or radiant, lovable, in need of a hug, whatever, you know, male, female, female, male, 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 female, female. Just go up and come right out and say, "Hey, let's get butt naked and fuck." And if the other person responded by saying, "No, I don't want to," it wouldn't be such a big, tense, shattering, horrible, degrading deal because the stakes wouldn't be raised so damn high that rejection wouldn't hurt so bad that the other person couldn't just immediately say, "Oh, okay, that's fine. Let's just be friends then." Sure would eliminate a lot of uptight, stupid games. And that, to me, is why so many artists and rap and rock musicians who deal openly with sex and sexuality are being treated as political subversives. But no, you talk about that stuff just about anywhere today. What do you want to bet that the other people around you would kind of cringe and grow a little uncomfortable, maybe smile and go, "Heh, heh, 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 hunting frantically in the corner of their eye. Won't someone change the subject to something, anything else?" It's just too taboo to talk pleasure in this arena. The person who does receives the pain of being shunned. Thus, the lesson is implanted. Fear is the teacher. Next time, think and feel in ways the others can relate to. Tales of wigging out on drugs won't make other people quite so jealous. Don't fight the current or you could be swept out to sea. Remember what sells versus what is untouchable. Avoid the hurt that comes with feeling icky. Filter your feelings through our orbit of pain.
Thank you. one another, killing for Big Brother, the Mideastern apricot too. War in the East, war in the West, war rumors around. War in the East, war in the West, war rumors around. Which is better, to fight against inflation? Have a place.
War only brings destruction.
All this hate must become a memory.
War only brings destruction.
War in the East, war in the West, war rumors around. The war in the East, war in the West, war rumors around. Against inflation,
it's war only brings destruction.
And to
build
a better nation,
it's war only brings destruction.
Everybody must have a place.
It's war only brings destruction.
All this hate must become a memory.
It's war only brings destruction.
There's war in the East, war in the West, war rumors around. War in the East, war in the West, war rumors around. A war in the East, war in the West, war rumors around. War in the East, war in the West, war rumors around. Generalize and go on and cross. A people in the East, a people in the West, fighting one another, killing one another, the Middle East and Africa too. And in the lies, and war in the cars, a people in the East, and people in the West, fighting one another, killing one another, the Middle East and Africa too.
You heard DOA doing War in the East. Jello Biafra did Lost Orgasm, and that's from his third spoken word release, I Blow Minds for a Living, from AlternativeTentacles.com. Keeley Smith did You Go to My Head, and started off with Stiff Little Fingers doing Alternative Ulster. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is I Know What You Did in Cheney's Bunker. And we do know. Get some plugs out of the way, so don't keep looking at this thing and saying what hasn't been covered yet. Just saw it a second ago. Here's an article from The Misleader, which I'll just give you the link. I'm not going to read anything from this. Bush threatened to fire official for telling truth. And that's about Medicaid. Bush threatened to fire official for telling the truth. And that's from Daily Misleader. And I don't think there's any www in the address. So it's http://daily.misleader.org. And speaking of Medicaid, the U.S. Senate Budget Committee's proposed 2005 budget. Do we predict everything right on the show, or what? Their proposed 2005 budget. No increases for child care. Not that this isn't predictable stuff. No increases for child care, Medicaid, Medicare, health insurance for the millions of people with low incomes, Head Start, etc., from the U.S. Senate Budget Committee. Gotta love these people. Okay, that's all the articles. On the Reverend's Friend, Dr. Sublock's website and video streaming and audio streaming weekly show from drsusanblock.com. Dr. Susie has appeared on the world premiere of Public Access Hollywood, and that was about a week ago. Her most recent live guest, Whips, Trips, and a Naked Playmate slash Pet, former Playboy and Penthouse model Lynn Thomas, the star of Whips, Trips, and a Naked Playmate slash Pet. Music by Rap Bastards. And also at drsusanblock.com, check out the editorial about Janet Jackson. And an even more recent editorial, Saddam's Sex Therapist and the Rape of Free Speech. And if you click on letters on those pages, you can see the Reverend's responses to each of those editorials on the letters pages. From drsusanblock.com, the great Dr. Susie. For information about Haiti, Venezuela, Colombia, and actually all of Central and South America, from independent media person Al Giordano, go to narconews.com, narco with a C, N-A-R-C-O, narconews.com. And even more disturbing news about Medicaid and entitlement programs for people from every at-risk community at moveon.org. To support medical marijuana exile in Canada, Steve Cubby, and please do this, you can go to Cubby's website at kubby.com. Next week's honored tribute person, Bill Baird, who fought and won the 1972 Supreme Court decision, Baird versus Eisenstadt, legalizing birth control for non-married people and paving the way for Roe versus Wade, legalizing abortion. Bill Baird and Joni Scott on the web, and please send a few bucks to ProChoiceLig.com. Information that is dwindling and less accessible in these days of abstinence propaganda pushing, and information that is restricted in the education system and in public health sectors by the American Christian Taliban-influenced Bush regime. Information about RU486, otherwise known as the abortion pill, and ECP, emergency contraception, is available and can be passed on to others via abortionaccess.org. Legal information from ACLU.org. If you are a band or solo recording artist and want to contribute music for the forthcoming Bands Against Bush compilation CD, you can go to punkvoter.com or bandsagainstbush.org. DOA releases, re-releases, and Joey's book or at their record label, Sudden Death's website, suddendeath.com. Alright, and that is all of the plugs. So, we will play some final tracks, and still got to do the credits. And had a lot of fun talking about the inner conflicts of Dickless Cheney, George W. Moron Bush, Ayatollah A.S. Kraft, the probably booze-hounding person who got pancreatitis, which Bill Maher believes he got from wiping his ass on the Bill of Rights, but we at the show believe it was alcohol-related. And next week, once again, is a celebration of Right to Privacy Day. Let's play another song for these inner conflicted and fascistic goons. That is one of the most requested songs on the show when we make the theme center around a Bush regime type or an American Christian Taliban type of person. If you want to find it yourself, all you people who love this record, it's put out by National Lampoon. The record is entitled Radio Dinner, and it's from, I believe, 1972. It's 71 or 72. And this goes out to all the boys who played Spank and other games in Dickless Cheney's bunker after September 11th. This is Deteriorata.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. Deteriorata.
Placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but the three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance. Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese. and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a
clue number one.
The bot.
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy. It's the madcap world of Phono Funny.
Hey, it's kind of wild, isn't it?
I mean, here we are.
Okay, that was National Lampoon Deteriorata. That went out to the boys in Dickless Cheney's bunker. Gonna just close out with one more song. And then next week is Right to Privacy Day. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And the playlists, including the late ones, are forthcoming. Hello, everybody on the party trains this weekend. And next Sunday night, if you can get somebody to record the show for you, there is also Radio Volta benefit at the Rotunda, 4012 Walnut Street, Philadelphia. Featuring Trouble Every Day, Adam 12, Structure, Betsy Spivak, who was at the last benefit, Dev 79, whose show you're going to hear on Radio Volta in a couple of minutes, and Kiss Kiss Kill, and Susie Q. And that is all ages. Suggested donation, $5. Next Sunday night, 7 to 11 p.m., and the Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, or just plain inspiration to tonight's show. Thank you, Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Secret Chimp, Marlon the Great Engineer, Edward Gold, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, Lady Simone, Last Week's Bride, Cindy Wildflower from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show this summer, Everlasting Godstopper and her fearless chat army, Lobo Red, St. Anne from the professional world of the Reverends and her great associates, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Mr. Z and spouse, Jen R. from Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Plantard, the UK, European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, and Lebanese bookburners, Allison, Hippie John, Raven, Sarah, Hippie Helper, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, the Coffee Goddesses, Dark Lady and her new honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, DSI, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner from paulkrasner.com, check out his books and CDs, prochoiceleague.com, all Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, Pie Man from pieman.org, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wooden Shoe Books and Records on 5th Street in Philadelphia between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, the two Washington outlets that really broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, everybody on the party train this weekend, Blanket Man, and please don't be too embarrassed about your weekend. all of the same gendered lovers of the Bush regime and to book burners everywhere. Can't wait to see you again, and I will be back in 1 week. I'll try to give advance warning if we have to miss a week or two. And gonna play a song by Yola Tango. This is an old 80s song they remade entitled Dreaming. Good night.
To the brainwashing technique of religious fundamentalists. My daddy hired the infidel guy to be my personal tutor. Listen to the infidel guy on Atheist Network Radio.
Radio that rocks your rational mind. Subscribe today to infidelguy.com.
Good afternoon.